Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. Let's just go. I mean,
All right, at this point,
we're going to be so... I'll have like 1 minute. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Relax more at home with Creative Energy's New Year's sale. Last night, as we were getting into our hot tub, the kids took off for dinner.
Both kids are still there?
One kid is leaving tomorrow.
Oh.
Going back to school.
Wow.
They get a big, long break. They really do. But anyway, so we've been having to sneak, you know, or I'll send a text. I'll be like, unless you want to scar your eyeballs, we're coming out. Using the hot tub naked.
That's the text you send to your boys?
Yes.
Unless you want to scar your eyeballs.
Close out your shades.
Get gone.
Get gone.
Mom and Dad are about to do it in the hot tub.
We're not going to do it in the hot tub.
I don't know what you're
think we're doing.
To.
I've told you 50 million times. We're soaking in the hot tub.
No, you've also said that you do it a lot in the hot tub.
Yes,
no, she hasn't.
No, I haven't.
I won't stand for this.
Oh,
when she first got it, you did. You said that, you know, John would make the move, and you were like, okay.
John would make moves. We don't do it in the hot tub.
What?
There's no DNA in that hot tub. None.
I don't know what that means.
I think you do. Yeah.
I don't.
I'm so sorry, Creative Energy. Let me start over. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Relax more at home with Creative Energy's New Year's sale, celebrating 50 years with special anniversary discounts on hot tubs, fireplaces, saunas, swim spas, and 50% off select accessories. For more info, visit creativeenergy.com. Gotta kill this song off. Bear with me. There we go. You can call us. You can text us. We have a phone. We have a phone that works like a phone and that works like a text. Although you can't send any photos or videos, which is kind of a bummer. But the number is 800-400-3697. You want to jump in? Say hello? Live on the air? No problem. We'd love to have you. I'm going to start just quickly a recap. We just talked about this. Grateful Dead guitarist Bob Weir passed away. Everybody woke up to a notification on their phone yesterday. He is the guitarist and co-founder of the Grateful Dead. Died at the age of 78. I don't have any word on the exact date. His family announced the death on Saturday. They said Bob transitioned peacefully, surrounded by loved ones, after courageously beating cancer as only Bobby could. He succumbed to underlying lung issues, was their quote. So I don't have anything official. I didn't even know he was fighting cancer. Maybe he beat it earlier. Underlying lung issues, though.
On his Instagram, as they continued to tour in the, I don't know, the last couple of years, you'd see him post stuff where he's exercising while on tour.
Oh.
And so he was clearly fighting to stay in shape and be able to tour. And
yeah.
Because even though when you're young, you're able to get ripped and perform and fall, pass out and wake up and do it again. Playing, you need a certain dexterity. You need a certain amount of flexibility and
presence of mind. I mean, song is this?
A 2-hour tour or a 2-hour show each night, sometimes longer,
yeah,
takes some stamina. So you could see he was working at
right,
trying to be able to continue.
Well, and he was no spring chicken.
Right.
And had gone through cancer, obviously.
And lived hard.
Right. I have no idea. I mean, what his... You know, did any of them not do drugs?
I think that he, obviously they did, they all went through the acid phase. What I read was he'd also gotten himself kind of hooked on painkillers and had to quit those.
Oh.
And I don't know if that was part of the cancer thing.
Damn, or that is rough.
Prior to that, but it.
Those are the ones that they just take everybody out. I mean, it's now you're buying heroin on the street.
Right. There are people who've never been a loadie.
right,
or a loser or a junkie, and then they get on these pills from a doctor and find themselves
in need
with new friends. You know what I mean?
Yes. Phil Lesh, Bill Kreutzmann, Ron Pigpen McKernan, Jerry Garcia, and Bob Weir. They were the Grateful Dead, formed in 1965.
Right here.
After Jerry Garcia's death in 1995, he and other members kept the dead alive in bands like Phil Lesh and Friends, Further, Rat Dog, Wolf Brothers, and then most recently Dead and Company. All kinds of, everybody's sending tributes. The Empire State Building was tie-dyed in his honor. Bob Dylan, Slash, a million people. Everybody had 2 cents to put in there. Rest in peace, Grateful Dead guitarist Bob Weir. Okay, time for like a mini game. How much did that Superman number one comic sell for? This is the one found in an attic here in San Francisco. The mom had told the kids, I got some old comic books up there. You should go check those out. What did that sell for at auction? It was just recently.
Did we never hear the final price? Is this new?
It's not new. We did hear this, but I would not have guessed this high, actually. I would have. I
thought I heard $6 million.
All right.
I was thinking 4.9.
You know, I would have guessed $6 million as well. That was what they estimated. It went for $9.12 million.
$9 million.
And it set a record for the most expensive comic book ever sold. Well, that record's been broken by Superman. But this is Superman's first ever appearance in a comic book.
Oh.
So this is not the first Superman. This is the one we're talking about right now that sold for $9.12, found right here in San Francisco in an attic. That one sold for $9.12. That was Superman number one. Sold for 10 cents in 1939. In 1938, there was a comic book called Action Comics number one. And that is the first appearance. It had actually a lot of superheroes no one ever heard of ever again. But that one has sold and has set a new record. So this is the book, the comic book that introduced the world to Superman. It was also once stolen from Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage bought this thing for $150,000.
Whoa.
In the 90s, I think. Hold on a second here.
What's happened to money?
It just doesn't matter. Oh, there it is. In 1996, Nicolas Cage bought Action Comics number one. And actually, on the cover of it, it's Superman in the outfit holding up a car. So he's one of the stories in this thing. It's only a few pages. He paid $150,000. It gets stolen from him, and it's just gone in the year 2000.
Was that before or after he stole the Declaration of Independence?
It would be after. Okay. I want to say that he stole the Declaration of Independence like in the late 90s.
Karma will get you.
Yeah.
Where's your drum hit?
That is
Maddie,
funny.
What are you doing?
You know what? I don't know when that movie came out.
It was in the 2000s.
Oh, okay. Well, it was stolen in the 2000s, so I guess it was before he stole the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, boy.
So,
revenge.
Nicolas Cage's house gets robbed, and one of the things that goes is this comic book, Action Comics number one.
They just had it sitting on the coffee table.
Who
like,
knows?
What in the hell?
Maybe they figured out where the safe was, or maybe it was by his bedside. Oh, for a very first Superman. So he pays $150,000 for it. It gets stolen from his house in the year 2000. It was recovered in 2011 when it was found by a man who'd purchased the contents of an old storage locker. This was down in Southern California. I don't know how they figured out that it was the one that Nicolas Cage had lost, or if Nicolas Cage had to buy it back off of this guy, or, you know, I don't know how it gets back into, but I guess maybe there was a lot of stolen stuff in that locker.
They'd have to, something that precious must have some kind of marking.
Right, like a tag on it. So a cop would go, that belongs to.
A ribbon.
Sure. This is Nicolas Cage's.
Or a certificate.
Sure.
Or both.
Both. So he gets it back in the year 2011, and he sells it at auction, and he gets $2.2 million for it.
Well, that's a nice return on your investment.
Absolutely.
$150 in, 2.2 out.
Mm, beautiful.
Good deal.
So it just sold again.
And it beats the 9 million that the original Superman got.
It's the highest price paid for any comic book.
10 million.
Ever.
12 million.
11.
$15 million.
I don't understand how it appreciated that much.
It, you know what? They actually say the fact that it was stolen, that Nicolas Cage owned it. It was stolen from him. It has lore. It has a whole history. They say that's definitely a contributing factor.
It must Although have been
it's in
well
great,
kept.
It's like an, I think it's an, I'm looking at the picture of it and it's in one of those cases and it has information about it at the top. Have you ever been to like a Comic-Con or something?
No.
They're like these snap-on, it's like a giant CD case. And probably impossible to open. It's almost like it's like a frame thing and it has a rating on it. And this is, it's a 9.0. So I don't know if it's always been in this case or it survived its storage in a locker. But there it is. 1938, sold for 10 cents. Just sold at auction for $15 million.
Congratulations.
I wonder if Nicolas Cage is like, oh, I should have held on to that.
I think he has enough.
Yeah, he's made enough crappy movies to rebuild his fortune.
So who got that point, Maddie?
Yep.
All right.
It's kind of crazy that there was a time when Superman didn't exist. And it wasn't that long ago.
Less than 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like he's always been around.
I don't think it's that crazy. You know.
I mean, there was a time when no superheroes existed.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for the superheroes.
They would have had them during the Civil War, you know.
There's no time in your life, quicker. In any of our lives, when Superman didn't exist. He's existed the whole time we've been around.
Until they came along. Imagine what tights sales were like.
Right. Not that good. Right.
Thank you, superheroes, for saving the tights industry.
Yep. Yeah.
Who won the first round for the 9 million? Okay, Vinny, you get a point to them. Sorry, Bob. Shut out this time around.
That's okay. I had my week last week.
You I'll did have a week, have a that's turn. For sure. And I just cheated. I don't know if I won or not. Oh, I did say 6 and it was 9.
In, okay. Yes, and I think you guys
I did win. Okay.
Said less than that. 3 and 4.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at us with our memories. Anyway, congratulations to whoever. You know what? More congratulations to you for having $15 million to spend on a comic book. Like, what's going on in your life that you're like, 15 mil, slice that off. No problem. I gotta have that for my rare comic book collection. Ah, some people and their money. It must be a freaking awesome. Mm. Like, imagine if you just had $15 million, you'd be like, well, I'm not going to work anymore, obviously.
Almost every one of us would look at our house and go, do we fix this thing or do we just split with $15 million?
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's so much that our house needs to have done. Not needs. Oh. Like, we're fine, yeah. But it's one of those things where you
go. You can always find something to
improve.
Well,
do we redo the cabinets in the kitchen or do we just split?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and with $15 million in the bank.
You'd do we redo the girls' bathroom that they never use, or do we just get the hell out of here?
Or do you just stay there and let the house deteriorate until the kids move out, and then you guys get the dream pad somewhere?
Ding, ding,
oh,
ding,
let's
ding,
get
ding.
A penthouse in the sky.
There's the move.
Yeah. 15 mil. Rich people are probably going, that's not that much, you guys. You know, you can't, don't do that. But I really feel like if you had 15 million bucks, you'd be like, I'm all set. As long as you don't do anything dumb, you know, like buy every Maserati on the lot. I've always wanted to. Anyway, congratulations to the person who has 15 million bucks to slice off for a stupid comic book. All right, Vince, what's coming up in the news?
An outer space emergency after these.
Oh, no.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Call or text us. Your voice, your typing, whatever it is. 800-400-3697. That's the number for everything. And you can watch us live. Stream video of the morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com and search Alice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to Bruno Mars. All this week, listen at 8:05, 1:05, and 4:05 p.m. for the code word. Then head to RadioAlice.com and enter that code word for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Bruno Mars on October 10th at Levi's Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation.
Mm. That's a show you want to see.
Just remembered why I was looking for my phone earlier. It's where I get my weather from those apps. But I will tell you this, since I don't have my phone, it's somewhere. Okay. I don't even know. Maybe it's on the elevator. Maybe it's in my car. Maybe it's home. This was the most perfect weather weekend of all times.
It was lovely.
Like, don't you want this? Chilly morning, sun's out. It was, the sunrise was beautiful beyond words.
So were the sunsets. It was incredible. It was a gorgeous weekend. I am looking at the San Francisco weather for this week, according to Googie, whatever she calls it, what the kids call it. Every single day this week, no clouds, just a sun. Looks lovely. A little clouds this weekend, but nothing big. It looks great.
Nice. Mm. Got out and played some tennis on Sunday.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Yeah, oh, I got to surf perfect both weather. Mornings. Small, but still worth getting out.
Small, but surfy.
But beautiful.
Mm.
So there's that. The NFL playoffs happened over the weekend, and the Niners won! Niners win!
It's incredible!
It's a miracle! With all the injuries we've had and all of... And having to go into Philly, where they're just mean.
They're booing their own team.
They're just mean. There's no other way to describe it.
Yeah, they were very upset. Very let down. Oh, the poor dears. Mm.
So the Niners will travel to Seattle, which is... Yeesh. We played them recently and it didn't go well. But listen. Let's enjoy this win and not worry about it for now.
Yes.
Other winners in the NFL playoffs include the Bears, the Rams, Bears. The Pats, and the Bills, and there's a game tonight. Texans at Steelers, 5:15 game time, and that's on ABC. I say that because I swear, who thinks Amazon Prime when you think that there's a playoff game? Like,
I know.
Wait, what? Where is it? I'm looking at the guide. It's not there.
Right.
No, you're here. Oh, right. Is it Netflix? Is it Prime? Is it YouTube?
I know. It's very confusing.
All TV has become that. In fact, I hear people saying less choices.
I would like fewer choices if at all possible.
It'd be nice. Like there's just a flooded market of stuff out there. No one can get to it all.
Right. And honestly, I really wish that I could go piecemeal because I hate subscribing to stuff knowing that whether I watch anything on that or not, I'm paying for it every month. I'd really like to just be able to search any show and I'd rather rent it. I'd rather pay to just watch that and then not have to pay into the future. I don't think I'm ever going to get my wish, though.
Oh, I think change is coming.
I think it has to.
Yeah. No, I think there's... Eventually, it'll just be too ridiculous. Mm. And someone's going to say, we figured out how to make this work. I mean, all these big companies will have to somehow work together, but
yeah,
makes sense.
Something, right. There's got to be some place where you can just pick and choose by show, look at what's highly rated.
Or the other way is just finish Netflix once and for all and then quit them and move on to the next provider.
Right.
Because having all of them.
If Netflix, if you could just stop throwing up great new stuff, that'd be awesome. When's the next Bridgerton coming?
Oh, that? Great. Oh, really?
Cannot wait. I love that show.
Four astronauts on the space station are coming home a month early.
Oh, is that so?
After one of them had some sort of serious medical issue.
Oh.
NASA hasn't given a ton of details, they say, because of privacy concerns. They say the astronaut is stable. It's the first evacuation in the space station's 25-year history.
Oh, so is this the first time it'll be empty?
It won't be empty.
Okay.
There are other people up there.
I see.
It's very strange, though, the way this... So there are... We have astronauts living in space. And if you walked out onto a street right now and said to someone, how many people are currently on the space station? I don't believe anybody could answer it.
No.
In fact, I read three stories getting ready for this story and still can't answer it. I know someone will still be there.
Yes.
Because one American is staying behind on the evacuation in order to make sure our current experiments continue before they can, I guess, restaff the thing. But there's no idea. And 12. I just think
let's
it's,
go 12.
It's super weird that we don't have more.
Okay.
That we don't care.
Daily, regular info.
I'm sure
that
you
we
could,
don't care.
I'm
you're
sure
right.
you could find out.
What's your guesses?
I say 12.
You mean how many are there now before
right now.
These four people leave? Okay.
Right now.
I'm going to say 8.
I looked it up.
It's 7.
Mm. There's a set, and then 4 are going to leave.
Yes.
So one American stays behind.
Mm-hmm. To watch whatever we've got
or to
ruined.
Make sure that the Russians and the Chinese don't look at our experiments.
And the crew size varies from 3 to 7 during crew rotations.
So oh, I see. So 7 normal. Is sort of the normal number.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're doing up there? Maybe it's, can you make chicken soup in outer space?
Mm.
And we don't want the Ruskies whizzing in our soup or whatever when no one's looking.
Absolutely not.
What if it's some weird space virus and he brings it back to Earth and...
Oh, well, there's that.
Mutates everybody.
Oh.
There's no apocalypse.
That
kids, if you're listening, there's Uncle Maddie's being a jokester.
Oh, Uncle
He's just making jokes. There's no such thing as some outer space. What are you doing? Parents are going to be like, you're going to school. No, I'm not. There's a virus coming for us.
From space.
The space virus, Mom. Didn't you just hear them on the radio?
I mean, this is the beginning of every good science fiction horror
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that's why you don't bring that up.
Sounds good.
How did they get sick in space?
Right. Well, obviously,
they go up clean.
You know, microbes somehow made it here over millions of years of space travel.
In other science news real fast, scientists built the tiniest robot ever, smaller than a grain of sand.
Oh, the nanobots are here.
It's autonomous and powered by light. They programmed a bunch of them to detect temperature changes and work together in groups.
Micro robots had not even crossed my mind as a thing.
Oh.
Now I'm worried. They are powered by light?
So this is another
These guys
end
are just
going to
tell
thing.
You the temperature. So they're, you know, I don't see much trouble from
but
that.
But we're getting to the point where they're going to be able to inject nanobots into you and it's going to go and kill individual cancer cells.
Or what if they work like ants together? You know, they're very tiny and singular, but they're somehow working
well,
all
just
together
step on
a mission.
Fine. Don't worry. Crush them.
Oh, really? Because ants are so easy to get rid of.
Ants are not easy to get rid of. They are not. I
sure
know.
They are.
No, they're not.
Just put out the
Got
poison.
Nanobot problems? Call ATCO Pest
yep.
Control.
ATCO will take care of your nanobot problem infestation.
Technology. It's always just moving right along, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it really is.
Not tiny robots.
Technology.
I'm in. I love the tiny robot.
I was... Recently, this was over a month ago, but I went surfing and I had this, it was a kind of a big day or towards the top of what I'm willing to go out in. And I got drilled.
Oh.
I was having a good day and then I just got cocky and tried to do something I shouldn't have late, you know, like a big one's coming through and I'm
oh,
like,
boy.
I'm in position. I think I can make this. And then I got absolutely drilled.
Oh no.
Hand, like I showed you, did I show you the bruise on my ribs?
No.
Oh, it was radical. Anyway, the point is I came up out of the water and I finally, you know, I got my breath. I got back on my board and I paddled back and I'm like, ow, that hurts. But I looked at my watch and my watch, it detected how deep I'd been drilled into the water and also gave me the temperature of the water. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know this did that.
Why didn't I check that when I was down there?
Oh, I'm up 12 feet out here.
Who knew? And it's like one of those things you don't know. Tech.
So how far down were you?
I was about 6 feet down, and it was 58 degrees, which is warm for right now,
oh.
by the way. Warm, very warm. We get down to 52 in winter usually, which is so cold your hands hurt right when you get in.
Oh.
Like 52.
And then they go numb.
And then you lose them entirely. Like you can't even, you can't grip them to paddle, but that takes a minute. Anyway, the point is technology. Tiniest robots ever, smaller than a grain of sand.
I like it.
We'll give you the temperature.
Technology.
Yeah. That seems useless, but you know, they've got to start somewhere.
That book, the Dan Brown book about those tiny robots, I forget what it's called. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. Is it the
one? You read it. I know you did.
Is it the one where they think they've found outer space life?
Yes.
It's called Distinction Point.
Deception Point.
You got it. I'm so close.
That is a good book.
That is a good book.
Did that become a movie?
I don't know.
Huh.
Bunch of Dan Brown stuff became a movie. But that one wasn't with the guy that's always in them, that Tom Hanks plays on TV, right?
Langdon.
Yeah, Robert Langdon.
Robert Langdon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No movie. I love the...
No movie?
I love the Dan Brown books. I actually gave up on the one with... it was an overpopulation one, I think. But then he came back and did that AI one that I really... Wasn't that him?
I don't know. One. It's been a minute since I've read any of his books, but I still... That book of them all... No.
I think about that one. That is a good
one. The Da Vinci Code kind of took over the world for a minute, but it was the number one book for, I think, two or three years running.
Yeah, it was that was the one
where churches are putting signs up, that's not the way they get you. And you're like, oh my God, they feel like they have to defend themselves against Robert Langdon.
He's just a professor.
We're in the ocean real fast, let me just say... While we were out, there was a shark attack. Did you hear about this?
We were out for big vacation?
Yeah, Christmas vacation. Erica Fox, an athletic 55-year-old Pebble Beach resident, went missing during a December 21st group swim that she regularly attended near Pacific Grove. Her body was later found right down the street from one of the spots I surf all the time.
Oh, no.
They say she did, in fact, die of a shark attack. She was also, in fact, wearing one of those shark bands. I told you guys, my wife me one of these and said, you wear it. And I was like, all right, like, fine. That's fair. You bought it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have bought it, but you bought it. I'll wear it. And she was wearing one when she was attacked.
That company's bummed.
They are bummed, but they do say, and this is a true story, that great whites are ambush predators. They don't
come around and nose you first.
They don't give you a lick. They come from a distance below you at like a bullet and hit. So this little thing isn't going to save you from that.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
If they're swimming around and just seeing what's what, it might help you out. And so it's funny. I had this moment where I went, will I still wear that? Like, what's the point? And then I still wore it.
Well, it doesn't hurt.
That's not right. It doesn't hurt.
Kind of like expired medicine.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Not gonna
hurt. Is it?
Though. Yes.
Okay. I don't know about you guys, but I try not to feed my kids expired medicine. That's all I was trying to say as I went through the doesn't matter. Anyway, those things are not foolproof. It turns out. And this lady, they're confirming in the news today, did in fact pass from the shark attack that everyone assumed she passed from.
Oh, God.
That's so scary. I've swum there.
At Pacific Road?
Yeah.
It's a very popular triathlon training spot.
Yeah, we train there all the time. And it's just freaky to think like
that happened.
That would make me double think it in the water again.
Well, especially once they get a meal, I'm like, okay, well, no one ever swim there again.
I mean, did she get eaten up or
that same group of people?
I don't know.
That same group of people, the swimmers, the group that swims together, they had a person attacked in the year 2022, and the guy lived, but he was bit in his legs and I'm sure he hasn't slept since. Mm. That group then went and bought all these shark bands. It's the same group.
Oh,
And so they've been swimming ever since with this same, you know,
oh my God,
bravado I've been, you know, offered through this shark ban. I'm safe. What? I told one of my friends I had it on. He goes, I'll stay near you. And we both went, yeah, it works. This is the first time it's been proven to for sure not work.
Just to ease everyone's mind, you are far more likely to get struck by lightning than to be attacked by a shark.
Well, I'm 100% more likely to be struck by lightning. I don't swim in the ocean. So there's that.
You win.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Duh. How about a fast fact?
Okay. I like fast, those. Fast, you know that.
Oh, divorce.
Oh, divorce.
As part of David Hasselhoff's divorce settlement with Pamela Bach back in 2008, he retained ownership of the catchphrase, "Don't hassle the Hoff."
That's a catchphrase?
Oh, yeah. It's on t-shirts and stuff.
That's your question? He had to fight his ex-wife for the catchphrase.
Was she Pam Hasselhoff? Maybe she was doing all the selling of the t-shirts and had money of her own because of Don't Hassle the Hoff. I just can't believe anyone went, oh, look at that. I gotta get that.
It seems like you shouldn't have to argue over your catchphrase.
Or something that's like your name. You're giving up my name with this divorce thing.
I mean, you guys have ruined Cool Breeze, but
what?
I would have
What's
to
that?
Be you know exactly what it is.
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
Cool Breeze.
I mean, my kids started it. You came in here and made it even worse. But can you imagine having to fight for your own freaking catchphrase or nickname?
I guess maybe you would, though, if you were like in a contentious divorce. You're like, you can't have that. And she's like, I'm taking it.
Did Maria Shriver get I'll Be Back in the divorce? I mean.
Oh, that'd be a good one to get. Yeah.
What the?
I wonder if he has any kind of ownership over that.
Who, Arnold?
Yeah, or if like James Cameron owns that because he's a Terminator guy.
Well, ownership, what did they say? Ownership is 9/10 of, no, possession.
Possession is 9/10.
He's the guy who says it. Yeah. So James Cameron could go, I own that all the way to the bank. And
hasta la vista. Don't say that. That's not yours. I own that.
Despite the myths, your hair and fingernails don't keep growing after you die.
What about your nose? I've heard that. Keeps growing.
What?
I heard your nose, your hair, your fingernails.
Your nose.
I don't know. I just heard that.
You're just making crap up now.
So what? That's what I do.
It's a fast fact.
Animal life stops at 1.2 miles below the surface of the earth. Some worms live that low, but nothing lives lower.
Worms that live 1.2 miles. Wow. All animal life. No microbes, no nothing.
Shouldn't it be too squashy down there? Even for worms?
You know, it just feel like it would be very heavily compacted.
Really?
Like that gravity just pulling.
Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting. That's a good fast fact.
Well, thank you. Miracle on 34th Street was released in June of 1947, even though it was a Christmas movie and would go on to be one of the all-time classics. A studio head believed people go to the movies in summer. So we're releasing it in the summer.
And how did it do?
Not great.
Oh. How did it do that Christmas?
It's lived on forever, though.
Yeah, it has. And I wonder if they put it in the... They're like, well, we have this movie and it is the summer... But it's not Hollywood like it is now, where it's like, I mean, a million places to go and look at movies. There were only so many movies out. Maybe they were just like, we got to put it out. We don't have anything else to put out. We got to make some money this year.
The people need to watch.
Yeah.
You know our text number, and Maddie's on the show.
Hey, Maddie.
800-400-3697. Let's see here. From the 925, you're more likely to be struck and killed by a coconut versus a shark. Bud Martinez, listen on Odyssey and YouTube.
Yeah. Well, you can't eliminate the threat entirely.
Jorge in Newark says, I can see Vinny fighting for I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like in the divorce, the missus just goes, yeah, I'm now also going to. Luckily, I'm not that business minded and have never trademarked anything.
They don't have any merch.
I don't make any merch. Mm. None whatsoever. Like Sarah has merch. I don't have any merch.
I don't have any merch anymore.
You got rid of all the merch?
Yeah, well, I closed down my Etsy.
You don't
shop.
Have a backlog of purses waiting to be purchased?
Oh, well, they're not really for sale. I do have some stock. If any of my friends come over, they can come and take a look. But I just make
a last minute present.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've done that before.
All right.
Oh, here's some of our marmalade, and put it in a purse. Here you go. Here's a nice
get you go
for you.
Yeah, I don't have any of that. Mm.
This is kind of interesting. From the 650, we were talking about Nicolas Cage in the comic book. Cave was trying to play Superman in a movie never made. His stage name is Cage, is taken from Luke Cage, a superhero.
Oh.
Fun fact, Nicholas was going to play Superman, which would have been directed by Tim Burton, who also directed Batman, Jorge in Newark.
Yeah, that was
that was in production, I
thought,
even.
He ended up in costume in the movie, in the Flash movie.
Yeah.
In one of the multiverse
flashbacks.
No, well, I think they had footage of him when they were planning to make the movie, and it never saw the light of day.
And then from the 4-8, Vinny, what part did Isla get in the play?
You guys, that took over our entire weekend. So there were two plays that were being cast in this little CYT group that my daughter is part of. And it just takes over everything. Mm. And these kids, they talk about and practice their audition
pieces,
performances,
their numbers,
the
right.
songs, and like they months in advance heading into this. And I, of course, have a daughter who was doing that, getting ready, so into it. She landed a lead role in the play Narnia.
Oh,
so there's
wow.
two plays. She landed a lead role.
Is she one of the princesses?
She's Suzanne, which is
one of the kids.
One of the kids. That's great.
So,
oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yesterday, before the announcement came out, she was wildly distracted and clearly tripping, but trying to be a normal human being and participate in life around her. But you could just see she could not. And she was like, do you have any emails there, Mom?
Aww.
Any emails come in yet? Do you have
it's all, like the old days of waiting by the mailbox.
Day until like, I don't know, we were in there was a point where Christina goes, I got the email. And I'm like, oh my God. And she checks and she's like, she got Suzanne or Susan or something like that. I don't. And.
Well, what are there four kids who go through?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
And then they become like they are kings, queens, princesses, princes in Narnia.
Susan is the second eldest. Queen Susan the Gentle, known for her bow and quiet nature.
Oh, the bow. Got. That's going to be really fun.
I don't know anything about it. I thought I did.
Once.
Didn't we read Chronicles of Narnia as children?
Oh, yeah.
I have no memory of
you
it.
You should go back and read them. They're good.
What, is
they're
that really part good. Of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yes, that's the whole thing is the Chronicles of Narnia.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe
is the
first
one. I think The Silver Chair is the second one, or maybe the third
one. Wow, you remember it then.
I remember reading and loving those. I should go back and read those.
I do too, but I don't remember
them. And then there's all
them.
The movies. There's Aslan, the lion.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for asking. Yes, she got a part, and we're relieved because it wasn't going to go well.
It would have been sad.
There was an all-day buildup. The disappointment
would have
been.
She got a
big
speaking part.
Heavy.
So you say that this thing is called Narnia. So is this like a sort of a quick telling of the full Chronicles?
Well, these play nights end up being over 2 hours, so it's not that quick.
But it's not like you have to sit through all seven books.
No.
Is it a musical?
Yes.
Oh,
I did this once. I did Narnia the musical.
What
once.
Did you play?
I was 4 years old.
Oh,
and I played a raccoon.
Oh,
just one of the creatures in Narnia.
How were you?
I stole the show.
Did you? I'm not surprised.
I'll see if I can find the footage.
That would be the best thing that was ever on Instagram.
You'll post that.
I'll see if I can find it. I mean, I have to talk to the rents. Okay. They have the VHS tape of it.
Oh, boy. We're going to take a break. When we come back, would you like to know what decision ended up being made with last week's bad advice?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.